Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5, and this is letter number 1324, dated also the first day of Tevis in Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe was in this letter to Moireinu Rav Simon Sheyichya, and this is Simon Jacobson. Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says, I received the notice about the gathering, the Fabringen, on Yutus Kislev, the festival of festival Yutus Kislev. And it's a shame you just wrote the general, only the general, what happened, and the decisions, the good decisions that the people that Fabring, they decided, and certainly based on the saying of our sages, that it's not the most important thing is the study, but the action is the most important. So, you should bring it into actuality in this coming year on us and all Yisrael L'Toyva. And yet, from time to time, it's fitting, very fitting, to remind and to arouse those that were at the Fabringen about fulfilling these decisions. And based on the sages' statement, which means when you have a food or drink together that brings people close, so it would be best to utilize the coming gathering to encourage and to be mezaris in fulfilling these decisions. May Hashem merit each one of us to bring into fruition that which we have in our potential. And if a person, quoting from the Chazal, a person sanctifies a little bit below, so from above they sanctify him a lot. One who comes to become pure gets support. And it's known, the interpretation of Chassidus in the Kutei Torah Dvorim Peches Beis, that the emphasis is litaher v'loy litoher. It's not meaning to come clean yourself, but litaher, to clean others, which means to help others as well. With blessings, success, and all the above, looking forward to good news. And I'm signing off with regards to all of Anash and I Deuter Shleimim with the Rebbe's signature. And the Rebbe writes in a note here that you're asking that when you visited various different countries, so he comes and he interacts with such people that are for temporarily, they don't fully keep Torah and mitzvahs, and there's some that have complaints to it. So he says, this has always been the Lubavitch line, or the view of Lubavitch, not to push away Jewish people, even those from that category. On the contrary, to bring them close to our Father in Heaven by words of pleasantness and matters of bringing them close. Self-understood that you need to be careful about it, as the words of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, said in one of his sichas, you should not descend to the other person, but you got to raise the other person to yourself. But it's also understood that you still got to stretch out your hand. That means you got to give the person a hand so that he can grab hold that one who needs that. Sometimes it needs to be a long hand, a yadarucha. But almost always, when you are careful, you succeed in this work, and you're able to take out a treasure, yokor mizoilo, something precious from something who is from a glutton. You get out the best. We only go by this conduct, and we are confident, we are sure that this is going to be successful. And this was also, don't forget, in those days, Kiruv today is something which everybody claims to do and have started. But this all started with the Rebbe's inspiration and with the Rebbe's revelations that this is the way to reach out, to stretch out a hand, and to help the other person. And but there were other groups of Hasidim and others who said, no, you must separate yourself. You cannot have any connections. And here, when the Rebbe started, this goes back in the early 50s, it wasn't so popular, but this was the view that the Rebbe imbued us, and, you know, fortunately for all of us, we're here today.